we're kind of talking a little bit about COVID-19 this morning, as a matter of fact. Of course, you know, we thought things were getting better, but there are new variants evolving, and we kind of just wanted to touch on that subject this morning, right?
That's right. You know, usually I would lead with a joke, but a COVID-19 joke, but it would be, you know, tasteless.
Oh, my. Yes, it would be, as a matter of fact. So, you know, a lot of people are saying the way out of the pandemic is to get vaccinated. And there are several types of vaccines available out there. Let's just go over the current vaccines that are available, and we'll start with you, Dr. Treat.
Yeah, so right now in America, we have three main choices. There's the Johnson & Johnson's vaccine, there's Moderna, and there's Pfizer. And it, you know, adults can get all of these. Pfizer's the only one that's been approved for five and up. You know, the Pfizer and Moderna are two doses, and then you can get a booster of either the Pfizer or Moderna, and the Johnson & Johnson is one dose. And so a lot of options right now. The vaccines work differently if you have any concerns about the way that they work. And so you have, you know, several options here in America. We're pretty lucky to have those.
No doubt about it. You know, Dr. Fink, how do the vaccines work? I know a lot of people have questioned the vaccines, but, you know, from everything that we hear from scientists and from docs is that they're safe, and it's been based upon years of research from other vaccines. Just explain a little bit as to how they work.
Yeah, I mean, so broadly, there's two big types of cells that your body produces to fight off infections. And I don't want to get into the weeds too much because it can, I don't want to put any of your listeners to sleep, but essentially, vaccines help your natural immunity have a wanted poster for COVID, essentially, and it builds up an army that are all looking for that wanted poster. And when you get a vaccine and you feel a little bit tired, or you have aching at the site of injection, or you have fevers or chills, that's not you getting COVID from the COVID vaccine. That's actually the feeling of that army in your body ramping up and looking for that wanted poster and being ready and on call for that.
And let's go over some of those side effects, because, you know, I've had my COVID-19, two of them. I need to get my booster yet, but, you know, as far as the side effects go, my arm was pretty sore for a couple of days after that. Is that pretty common?
Yeah. And so I always, you know, talk about there's two types of side effects. There's the side effects that you get from a local injection, and this can happen with anything, and it can happen with the COVID shots as well. So this is pain, redness, swelling in the arm. You get a little bit of rash around that area, and that's fine. That's just inflammation at that injection site. And then some vaccines will have more, I call systemic side effects, so the things you'll feel through the rest of your body. And so, you know, this isn't the only vaccine that does that, but it does have these effects. So you can feel tired, you get headaches, muscle pains, fevers, chills, nausea, and all those things are like Alex was saying, those are signs that your immune system is waking up and it is ramping up. And so even though it can be uncomfortable for, you know, 24, maybe 48 hours, it's, you know, just evidence that it's doing what it's supposed to be doing.
Most certainly. But once again, we'll go back to some folks who say, you know, those vaccines, they just don't work. The COVID-19 vaccines don't work. Tell us about the effectiveness of them, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, they absolutely do work. And a lot of times I feel like when people think that, their head's kind of in the sand because they're not looking around. Because, you know, when you get a vaccine, whether it be Pfizer or Moderna, you're about 90%, it's 90% effective against getting hospitalized from COVID, and then 70% from getting the testing positive for COVID itself. And we know for a fact that when you get vaccinated, you're far less likely to have serious effects from the virus itself. And then you're far less, there is some evidence that you're less likely to transmit it as well. And so it's a very selfless act and selfish act too, if you're preserving your own health, to get vaccinated.
No doubt about it. The safety of these COVID-19 vaccines, because that's also been brought into question. You're not going to grow a third arm or like a horn on your head and be a unicorn or anything like that. They're safe, aren't they?
Yeah, they absolutely are. This one, I'm always surprised that there's so much question for, because there's very few vaccines that we have as much patient data as we have for the COVID vaccines. And, you know, they've given, you know, hundreds of millions, 459 million doses whenever I looked at this earlier this month. And looking at these, you know, some of the serious adverse risks. So, you know, think you can get all the side effects I talked about before, but I would say that the only two serious risks that have shown up from these are anaphylaxis. So that's just having an allergic reaction, which anybody can have to any substance. And that's 11.1 cases per million has happened with these vaccines. And then the one safety concern that we've had with the Johnson & Johnson is that strange blood clot thing that people keep talking about. That's called TTS, or the thrombosis with thrombocytopenia. And that happens in 7 per 1 million. So these are incredibly low rates. And, you know, I like to point out, too, that just pretend for a second that peanut butter cured COVID, and we said that peanut butter was a good vaccine for it. If we were to look at the safety data for peanut butter, we would see higher rates of anaphylaxis with peanut butter. We would see people that would die if we gave everybody peanut butter. And so just because we see these does not mean that they're dangerous. These are still very safe numbers.
There's a lot of myths out there about the COVID-19 vaccines. I've heard plenty of them. I'm sure that you guys have heard those as well. But just some of those myths that are out there, if you will.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure where they all come from. But, you know, one frustration I hear from my patients a lot is, well, there's just so many different variants of COVID. Why is this happening? Why, you know, if there are all these variants, why are we getting vaccines? And it's actually, the vaccines are the answer to that. So we have good data that the Delta variant is, that's the most prevalent one in the United States right now, is the vaccines are very effective against it, at least at preventing serious complications from it. We don't have a ton of data on the Omicron yet, but what we do have is promising, but we won't go into that. But what I would say about the variants is that, you know, variants arise because the virus is out in the population replicating over and over and over and over, okay? And so the more vaccines you have out there, the less spread there is, the less opportunity with every replication of virus to have mutations that then produce these new variants. And so it's incredibly important, if you feel frustration about this new variant, X, Y, and Z variant, to get your vaccine and encourage your family and loved ones to do the same.
No doubt about it. I know that a lot of people are trying to maybe self-medicate and self-treat themselves with COVID-19. Ivermectin has been an extremely popular thing that folks have taken. They're actually doing studies on ivermectin, as I understand it. What are they finding out about this, if you will?
Yeah, so just like hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin had some indications or hints that maybe it would be helpful against this. You know, it started out with what we call in vitro studies, where if you introduce this medication to a dish with the virus, we see that it seems to hinder the virus. And so it's absolutely worth investigating and looking into, seeing are these safe and are these effective. And so we've done, you know, numerous trials now. Everybody kind of jumped on the ivermectin studies. And unfortunately, all the, you know, randomized and well-controlled studies have not shown it to be helpful. So at this time, I would say that the jury is looking pretty bad for hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. They just don't seem to have the effectiveness that we would hope that they had.
Is there any news on the front as far as maybe a therapeutic that could be taken to treat COVID-19? Are there any studies out about that?
Yeah, so there's one in study right now, but it's, I'm not sure, Zach, you might know the timeline on it, but there's conflicting data as to how efficacious it is. There's some very promising data, though, and I know that virus, you know, scientists that I've listened to on podcasts and read about in science news are very encouraged by that, because you could have a dual-prong approach to the you know, pandemic if you could have something to prevent, i.e. the vaccines, and something to treat people who are unvaccinated and get the virus with this new medication, too.
Absolutely. I know a lot of people are looking to get those boosters, especially with Christmas coming up and traveling and visiting their relatives. There are several places around here in Mexico that they can get those boosters, as I understand it, guys.
Yeah, there is. So, you know, health department helps to get these booster vaccines. Weber, Jackson Street, Walmart, Walgreens, all the pharmacies have the COVID vaccines now. And so if you are at all interested in protecting yourself and protecting your family and loved ones for these holidays, I would recommend just calling them, setting up a time to come in and get your booster set up. Your booster should be 6 months after your last dose of your series. And your booster can be either or. And so, you know, if you had two Pfizer, it's okay to get a Moderna for your booster. And if you had two Moderna, it's okay to get a Pfizer for your booster. If you had Johnson & Johnson 6 months ago, then it would be okay to get that as well. The booster dose for Johnson & Johnson is actually 2 months, not 6 months after. Mm-hmm. So if you had Johnson & Johnson more than 2 months ago, it is okay to get a booster of the Moderna or the Pfizer. So you have a lot of options.
So, and something I would just piggyback on with there is, you know, I hope that if anybody has any questions, they go and see their doctor, okay? You know, I'm really glad that we get to do this on the radio, but there's the best place to get your medical advice is with your doctor. And go in and see them. If you have any questions, we always tell our patients, come in, talk to me. I want to understand your perspective because then I can better reach you halfway and see how we can get you to the place that's for best for your health. And so I think that's really important to understand because these vaccines really are safe. And I tell my patients, every single one of my loved ones in my life have the vaccine. And for the friends that don't have it, I always encourage them to get it. And so I wouldn't recommend anything that would be, you know, harmful to them or wouldn't be superiorly beneficial to them.
Sure. If you want the best advice on the best brand of bacon, ask me. If you want medical advice, ask the Cornerstone Docs. So, guys, I thank you again for your visit this morning. Very informative. And I hope you guys have a happy new year and a Merry Christmas. And we'll see you back in 2022.
Thank you, Matt.
See you, Matt.
All right. Thank you so much. Dr. Alexander Fink, Dr. Zach Treat, they're the Cornerstone Docs and our live guests this morning on the MI Wake Morning Show, AM 1340 KXEO.
All right. Bookending the...